Aaron Rodgers may have some competition when it comes to taking a stand on vaccinations. Novak Djokovic, one of the best tennis players in the world, unlikely to play at the Australian Open if rules on COVID-19 vaccinations are not relaxed. That's what the world's number one father says. Organizers of this year's first Grand Slam have said that all players will have to be vaccinated to take part. So far, Djokovic has declined to disclose whether he's vaccinated. But we know he did get COVID at one point, and I think he had a party after one of the tournaments or something. Anyway, we're going to get the latest on what this could mean to his future in terms of a fan base and even the economics. Could this affect his so-called purse when it comes to winnings? Let's bring in Moshe Lander. He's back. Yes, senior lecturer in economics at Montreal's Concordia University, and the economic of sports, or sports economics, is one of his wheelhouses. Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning.
Is this a dumb move, first and foremost, in terms of his winnings, that he is not getting vaccinated?
I don't know that it's necessarily dumb in terms of his winnings. There was a good chance he would win, especially with Federer out, and he's looking to break the all-time record. He's getting a lot of money in endorsements. I don't know that he necessarily needs the extra couple of million dollars that comes with a winner's check if he were to do that well. And he's been very vocal about taking an anti-vax stand. So, you know, in a weird way, it could actually make him money among the anti-vaxxers who view him as a poster child.
But we see other athletes who have done this and they've lost endorsements. I mean, couldn't that be part of this as well? If the majority of people are pro-vaccine, that when you take a stand that is seen as, I don't want to judge anybody, but it's the one that the majority of people don't agree with.
Yeah, it could cost them, but I think if it were going to cost them, it would have already happened. It's not like it's something that he's just come out against or that he's hemmed and hawed about. Like you said in the intro, he's been very vocal that he's taking this particular stance that he's not going to vaccinate. He did get COVID. He did have those parties, and he has taken that position. I think if the sponsors haven't walked away from him at this point, I don't know that they're going to start doing it now.
The Australian Open, we're hoping for some big names, and this is one of the big ones. Number one in the world, no longer potentially playing. That's where the money comes in, right? Because there'll be fewer people potentially watching, attending, etc.
Yeah, possibly, but I think that he needs the Australian Open more than they need him. And I think that that's one of the things that you know, we've seen all along through professional sports that we can't imagine what a world would be like without Michael Jordan. And then, you know, Kobe Bryant comes along. And we say in hockey, you know, how are we ever going to live without Wayne Gretzky? And then there's Mario Lemieux. Without Lemieux, how are we going to live? And then there's Sidney Crosby. So, you know, I think that sports continues on. And in the moment we say, how are we going to do this without him? But, you know, Nadal is going to be there. And while he's never exactly had the greatest track record in Australia, the fact is that I don't know that there's very many fans that are tuning in to watch just one particular player, especially when you have a field of 64. He can only play in seven matches in total. There's still a whole host of other matches that are going on.
Can we imagine that going forward that other tennis competitions, other, you know, world-class type tennis events would adopt the same policy? And could it be that he'll have to sit out?
Yeah. You know, it should be that way. I mean, we've seen that now in all of professional sports that, you know, there's a requirement to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to be vaccinated, then the restrictions that are placed on you are pretty restrictive, as it should be. And so, you know, the scandals that come out with an Aaron Rodgers who's not vaccinated but pretending that he is the scandal that, you know, either take a stance and deal with the consequences within your sport, or vax up like the rest of us have to do if we want to go back to our workplaces or into restaurants or have our regular lives back.
The difference between Rodgers and Djokovic is one of them is being a little more honest than the others, although he's not disclosing, but clearly we know based on past statements that he's an anti-vaxxer. Aaron Rodgers took a huge fall. It was a fallout for him on so many levels. Djokovic seems to be getting a pass so far in terms of at least sponsors.
I think part of it, too, is the way that in North America we view tennis and football, right? Football dominates the headlines for 22 weeks of the playing season and playoffs. Tennis, unless you're a hardcore tennis fan, you pay attention at best four times a year, right? So when the Grand Slam events come around, that's when you want to see what's going on. And that's not going to happen for a few weeks. So I don't know that it's really entered into our mind. The U.S. Open was the last major event, and that was in September. So, you know, we've had 3 months where we really haven't been thinking about tennis, and so now it's going to start to kind of become a story. And we'll see if there is fallout, but I just can't see what that fallout is going to be.
So this will be a story that'll pass, and they'll say he sat out last year because of COVID and because he wasn't vaccinated, and life will go on, whereas others will be branded as problem. You know, there was an issue that bogged them down throughout their career. It doesn't seem fair.
No, but, you know, Djokovic has always had a bit of kind of the rebel character in him.
He was suspended
from a tournament for firing a ball at somebody's head, you know, and he's had varying degrees of outbursts. And, you know, he's always kind of been that bad boy poster child in the way that, you know, Federer is the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of pure and clean. So, you know, play the bad boy image, like I said, I can't see that if anybody hasn't walked away from them from now, you know, why are they going to start because of this particular stance, which he's taken for over a year now.
Okay. Appreciate your time. Thanks as always, Moshe.
Anytime.
Moshe Lander, senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University.